Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting. Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hey guys, welcome to our Thursday night show. I am so excited to not only have Eric, my son, who I love dearly, and Veronica, his voice, but also the founders of the Soul Happy Technique, Kara and Tracy. And we're going to talk about, or they will talk about what they do, and I'm so excited to learn more about it. From what Veronica says, it's for anyone who is insecure, anxious, stressed out, or overwhelmed. Yeah, that's me, because my grandson, like 5 minutes before the show started, unplugged the internet. And so, wow. And then I got it rebooted, and boom, my computer froze. So I barely got in by the skin of my teeth, people. So I'll benefit from this for sure. And also for anybody who's experienced setbacks, disappointments, failures at some point in their lives. And look, I don't know who hasn't. Do you guys? No.
Right.
So there's a way to reprogram yourself into a more positive you. And, well, I'll let Kara and Tracy take it from here.
Okay. Well, hi. So, okay, so we are psychotherapists. And we have been in the field since, like, the 80s. And
wow.
Doing talk therapy, you know, for me, kind of mainly in private practice setting, but also in clinics, hospitals. Kara, you had like a mind, body, spirit center.
Right. Same with me, private practice. We've been at this a while. We're middle aged, done it all.
Oh, I'm over middle aged, so I got you beat, man.
So what was happening though is, unbeknownst to us, because we didn't know each other, but just kind of individually, we were living this little parallel lives in our own careers. I was starting to get really frustrated just with, you know, just, I guess, with the barriers with talk therapy. I would say the inconsistencies with the results. And also the sustainability, like the lack of sustainability with the progress that you would make. So I kind of started researching different modalities and different options. And I had also been really fascinated in observing in my practice that the connection between the effect that the mind has on the body and the effect that the body has on the mind. So that interconnectivity I had observed, and I wanted to learn more about it. So I just started researching different modalities, and I was floored and excited and shocked to see all of the advancements that had happened in neuroscience in like the course of the last decade. And I was really excited because I started seeing that I think there's stuff here that, you know, and people before us who were already starting to use these advancements in different therapy methods.
Cool. Okay, so what do you think was behind the inconsistent results of just regular talk therapy that sort of disillusioned you and put you on this new path?
Well, I can probably speak to that. We both, and like I said, we both had these parallel realizations about psychotherapy and specifically talk therapy. What talk therapy does is it just allows for people to vent and allows people to talk about their problems, which is very effective. And that's what we did for years with our clients. I guess what both of us realized, having done this for so many years, is that understanding brainwave states, understanding tools linked to hypnosis, or in our terms, we call that hypnotherapy in our field. When we understood the efficacy of that, then of the brainwave states and how we work with those, then that brought us both to the realizations that we can move a client from A to B much faster than we ever could have in just traditional talk therapy sessions.
That makes sense because, you know, because the ego gets in the way and the conscious mind gets in the way. Because, like, my kids, the couple who have been through talk therapy, they can wrap the therapist around their little finger and tell them exactly what they want to hear in order to avoid things that are uncomfortable and painful.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head in what Kara, and to Kara's point. So in talk therapy, how you help people work through things is you help them kind of, they have to process their feelings as they relive the memory. So that can take months and months and months because you basically have to relive whatever it is that you're working through. You have to identify the feelings that you're feeling about it. And then you have to actually process those feelings, meaning we discuss it. We talk about it. That's talk therapy. So that process,
and that's hard.
Can take
months. That can be so painful, you know. And some people are
dragging
just not
people
up
through
it.
The mud.
I know.
Right.
So let me back up and ask you guys how you actually met.
We actually met at one of our trainings for we have our licenses, therefore we had to have some continuing education courses in order to have to keep them. And so we met at a training and just realized that we had so much in common. And so at that training, we just decided, let's start working together. And we actually had a test group for which we worked on some more, instead of traditional let's say depression, anxiety, that sort of thing. That's what we've been treating forever. And so then we realized, why not work with people who are just trying to reach a higher potential in their, either in their careers or just some self personal development. We ended up doing that and had such incredible results that we said, why don't we talk about how we can develop our own technique based on tools that we have and the modalities that we were trained in. And then we developed a technique, tested it out, and said, you know what, it's time for us to move on. And so we both quit our private practices and embarked in this whole nother area. And that's where we are right now. We've written a book that's not yet out to be published, but we've written a book and we've established a website. And so the technique is now available to be for it's online as a therapeutic technique that to our knowledge, something like
that. That must have been scary to like to pull up stakes and stop what you're doing. I mean, it must have been crisis of faith.
Well,
yeah.
It just kind of
takes courage.
And it just shows you like the depth of our beliefs in this. We just became like passionate about it. And imagine, Elisa, well, it's kind of like when you shifted out of, you know, when you stopped practicing medicine. I mean, imagine practicing something for, you know, 20 some years and recognizing that there was a new way to do it. Like I got so excited. And the more Kara and I researched and studied, and we were just working closely, developing, trying it out on our clients, just trying things out, testing things, trying it out, tweaking it, doing this, doing that. We just got, you know, we got really excited. I mean, like the whole field of psychotherapy, hypnotherapy, and then adding this part about the brain science and recognizing now how we now know how we store and process memory, which we didn't know back during all those years of talk therapy. We now know where it's stored and how we can reach it through these brainwave states that Kara talked about earlier. And we got all excited about, I mean, it felt like it was like, we like to say, it's like the Wild West. Like we're just embarking on new stuff. And that's so exciting,
awesome.
Especially coming out of, like for me, I was doing a lot of managed care. So not only was I not in the Wild West, I mean, I was, you know, everything was being dictated, right? About we'll give you another two sessions for this person. Everything was being dictated. And diagnosed. Oh, we had to diagnose everybody. And we kind of got tired of labeling people.
Label, 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 label. Yeah.
Just as Eric has said, I just want to jump in here. Eric has said to me, and I think I've spoken it before, this is the future. This is going to change everything. You know, we're
not going to do the same old,
right? And it's not about trudging through the mud and digging up the past. It's really about being here now and moving forward from where you are. So I think this is huge.
Yeah, thank
I feel
you,
like it
Veronica.
Is
you just summed it up.
Yeah, tell me, Eric, tell me your thoughts. Have you sort of worked with Kara and Tracy, or are you just on the sidelines saying, yay? What do you call it?
A cheerleader. Your boy says, ask them how present I've been for them. Because I will tell you, I know the story, but Eric has played an integral part in them. So I'd like for them to tell it.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah.
I guess you could go back. I picked up your book, Melissa, and I shared it with Tracy. We both just were enamored with Eric. We loved the book, both of them. And that was right when we were embarking on this, I would say so, right? Maybe three or four years ago, right, Tracy? And then we decided we liked him, so we decided to get a reading with Kim Babcock, which we did together in the midst of forming these our technique. We were just in the beginning stages, I believe in the middle of writing our book, actually. And then we got some really great validation from Eric.
And in some really specific direction. I mean, some things that shifted our focus. There's one section of the technique where this is actually Kara's idea. I should let you talk about it, Kara, because we call it imprinting. And Kara had come up with the idea to use the senses we were already using a couple of the senses, but to use a smell as well, because that's the language of the subconscious mind. And it's cool
because
Eric said
that is so basic. That's a very primitive part of the brain, right?
Right.
Right.
And Eric was very clear. Eric was very clear in saying, okay, you ladies are heading down the right path. You need to continue using the sense of smell. There's a Native American guide who's helping you guys. He's here. And then he told us he said, this is going to be huge. This is a big deal. Well, first I asked, is this really going to be effective? You know, our real goal is to, all we really care about is that ultimately it helps people. I mean, that's the thing, is that what's the efficacy? And he says, do you guys believe in quantum physics? Do you believe in the stuff you're studying? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, then duh, stupid question. I mean, so Eric.
Oh, that sounds like him.
And then,
he's so rude. Eric, come on. I thought you better manage
that. And then
that.
The other thing, this was sweet. I feel like he's protecting us. So then he said, girls, this is going to be huge. You need to, you need to protect this, trademark it, something. And immediately, Kara and I mean, everything he asked us to do, we did. And Kara and I went to an attorney. And, we were going to do that anyway. We were going to look into that. But on Eric's direction, we went quickly. And then we went to a patent attorney. It's actually a trademark is what you do when it's something like this. You know, it's not like a widget. It's a theory.
Yeah, if it's a product, it's a patent.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, so it's a trademark. And do you know we're already registered? It's trademarked. It's registered. We're protected because he directed us.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, don't let me forget, but we do want your information, the website, and also the title of the upcoming book and when it might be published. But can you give us some specifics about the technique?
You want to go ahead?
Or is it a secret?
Yeah, so it's four. So I'll kind of sum it up quickly. It's four sessions. As Kara said, we really wanted to reach the masses. So that's why we decided to make it on. We developed it to be online rather than, one-on-one. That's how that happened, is because we wanted to really get it out there. So it's four
sessions
that you stream.
I mean, most talk therapy takes years to get over an isolated traumatic event.
I love that. Line me up. So the first session is kind of an educational piece, because that's how you, if you can learn to understand some of this stuff that we were just saying, the neuroscience behind how we store memories and how it affects the way we act, the first session kind of educates you on that. So,
because
what
basically
happens?
Well, I guess because you want the patient, client, whatever, to have faith in the technique.
Right. That's exactly what that first session does. They kind of buy in and understand it. And so just real quick, we have these experiences throughout our life, right? And throughout the years, we accumulate negative memories. And it's like we kind of talk about it like this accumulated buildup in our subconscious mind. And it interferes with how we see the world. So the first session just kind of explains all that, how that affects us. Session two, we actually go but in. But Tracy, can I interject something really quick here?
Yeah.
I've seen the first video, and I want to tell you, this is not rocket science, with respect to the ladies, but this, the average person, and I consider myself average, the average person totally gets this. Sitting in their bed, sitting on their couch, it's not like they don't talk over your head. It's not words you forget. Like, it's totally relatable.
It's all the dendrites and the axons and the neurotransmitters and
acetylcholine
packets. Good.
Yeah. So sorry about that, Tracy, but I felt that was
important.
I'm glad.
No,
I'm
good,
so glad
good
you're
point.
Saying that. We want to reach the masses. Hello. The session two is where we actually go in and we use exercises that are rooted in neuro-linguistic.
They're rooted in neuro-linguistic programming is a form of it would be considered in the subheading of hypnosis. So we these are not our technique there, they are from neuro-linguistic programming, and they're very, very effective. Tested out through the years, and we did a lot of research in this and found that these two exercises would be the most effective in session two.
What we are doing is like the sequence is what is very original to us. So, after we kind of explain it to you, then we actually go in, do the exercises, and clear out some of the negative buildup that we just talked about. Then after we clear that out, session three is basically where this is more of a spiritual piece that Kara and I just feel really strongly about. It's maybe like our favorite little piece where we get you in touch with your core, like who you are, the authentic you who always has existed prior to all those disappointments. So like the things that cause us to become insecure are these disappointments. So we kind of get you in touch with the you prior to those disappointments.
Oh, I like
that.
So
that's just like getting
the authentic
you in touch with
you.
Your soul, the authentic you. And then after we do that, then the final session it's called imprinting. And basically we've learned now how we can reprogram the subconscious mind. We go in and we program positive winning scenarios.
Ooh.
And that's kind of in a nutshell. That's the technique.
What's
interesting is what Eric is saying. Eric is telling me that's very similar to what happens when you cross over. All of this is like, okay, so boom,
what's
here
the
we go.
Oh,
Yes.
Wow.
So he's saying that's why everything where he is very peaceful, very calm, stress-free, no anxiety, because boom, in the flash of an eye, in the flash of, that happens instantly, he's saying, when you're over there.
Ooh.
So he's confirming this technique.
So how much does something like this cost?
So we have an introductory offer of $189. Oh my God.
Sign me up. I mean, for changing your life, that is awesome.
Right?
Oh my God, and sign me up.
I think so.
Well, where can they go?
We want to reach as many people as possible. We didn't want it to be out of range for the single mom, the, you know, whoever is out there just trying to make ends meet. And that we really, you know, that's been our main goal, is to keep this affordable.
I mean, that's usually the cost of a psychotherapist just for one session.
That's right.
For one session.
Something like that. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Okay, so,
you know,
where
can
they find
Eric
out more about you?
Eric brought us all together, too. So, FYI, that's how we got Eric introduced us. So, I think it's important that we know. So, go ahead.
So, does that mean he gets 20%?
Yeah, it means that he's the king. He's the genius. And we can trust where he points us because he is showing us the future.
Yeah,
that's
I think that would really help in life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So, what site do they go to find out more about
these? So, yes, and that's and where you can purchase the technique. Our website is soulhappy, S-O-U-L, happy.com.
Oh, that's easy. Everybody wants a happy soul. The soul is innately happy.
Everybody. And everybody does.
And tell us tell us the name of the book that's coming up and when it'll be published.
Okay. It'll be the same title. Yeah, it'll be
Soul
the same
happy
title.
Technique. Okay, so do you have a preliminary pub date?
Well, it is with the editor right now.
Okay.
So it's just in editing, so we're not too sure, but hopefully quickly. We're going to try to move it quick.
Okay.
Eric
will help. You guys need to tell us when it comes out, and also maybe – Kara, you and Tracy can do a YouTube session so that we can, you know, really get into the nuts and bolts in this. And also, you can write up something for me to publish on the blog so we can really try to get this out here because there's so many people who are suffering. So thank you very much.
Oh, that'd
anything
be
else
great.
You'd like to say before Eric, before you start taking calls from callers?
Eric is telling us. Yeah, Eric is telling me to tell you that he is so happy that we're lining up this way. And he's saying this is just the way that everything should go. And mainstream is coming for this kind of work, he's saying. This will be mainstream work.
Awesome. And it should.
Well, On that note, if I could just say, we kind of think that, I mean, it's probably going to happen in the course of our lifetime. Well, I almost hate to say, but psychotherapy is going to become a thing of the past. The psychotherapy as we know it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. That's what he says. So he confirmed.
And they'll start having LSD guided journeys and all that stuff. Different things.
organic.
Yes. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And, stay on the line if you could, because you might need to interject when we take calls from the listeners. So
we'd love to.
Let's do this. I first want to interject that I'm so happy to have liveparanormal.com as a way to have a platform to talk to all you guys that I love so much. Let's go ahead and start with our first caller, somebody from the 720 area code. Hi there, 720 area code. How are you doing? And welcome to the program. Hi. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Luz. I go by Lucy. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado, from Denver.
Okay. So what do you want to ask Eric?
Alyssa. Actually, yes. I was going to say, if Eric is getting a 20% off, I should get a 30. Not just kidding.
There we go. Yeah, come on. Negotiate it.
No, that sure made me laugh. That was kind of funny. But anyhow.
What's the deal?
My question is that I was starting the job. I was in this field for 29 years. One of my preschoolers jumped on my back, and so I lost my job due to this incident, and I just want to know what's going to happen with this. I just want to know if there's a possibility for me finding another job in my career, or is this a thing where I'm not going to be able to work and stay home? Or I just want to know what's holding up for me.
So Eric has chimed in, and he's rubbing his hands together, and he's got a great course for you to take. So Eric is saying that this happened for a reason, because you were past the time when it was your exit. And so I think what he's trying to say, Eric, yes, that you would have or should have thought about getting out sooner, but
getting out of what? Getting out of the preschool? Wait.
Getting out of her job, if that's what I'm understanding she's
thank
asking.
God. Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just want to verify that.
Yeah. No, and Eric is saying life will open up new possibilities for you, and you wouldn't have had access to these new possibilities had you not gotten out of this job. So he is adamant that everything is on the path that it will point you to the next process of life, the next vocation, the next career, and it'll be much easier than what you've done.
Wow. So what do you think? I mean, point her in the right direction. What kind of career
it's
going to be
possible?
Very different than what very different than what you're used to, he says, but you still will work with the public and you'll serve people. So he's asking you to think about, to put your intention on what you want, because this is all about you.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely.
And
want to feel
one other thing: are you worried about legality?
About reality?
Legal stuff. Wait, Kara and Tracy. Kara and Tracy, I'm going to mute you guys just for a second. You can text Veronica if you want to chime in, but there seems to be a lot of feedback.
Yeah.
But
got it.
Just text Veronica
gotcha.
If you want to come in, and she will, or text me.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thanks.
Are you worried about legal stuff, caller?
No, not really.
Okay. Because
like disability and stuff like that? I mean, are you sure?
There's nothing to be worried about. He wants to have you be rest assured there's nothing to be worried about there.
Okay. You know, the legal part was like, okay, they had only given me like a 7% for an injured back that it doesn't seem to, like an active job I won't be able to do anymore because of the restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
That would apply. Mm-hmm. So legal, like I'm pretty sure there might be other jobs that I could do that won't be as physical as what I'm being used to doing. But it's just that I'm the type of person that has to be moving around and not in one cubicle.
And that will arrogantly happen, telling me that you will actually get stronger. Are you going to physical therapy? Do you have a set of exercises that you do? Because he's telling us that you will be a stronger person than before this happened.
Oh, okay. I was doing physical therapy, and I was already discharged from that.
But keep doing the exercises. Keep doing what you've learned, he says.
Okay. All right. Because before it was like I could go out for a jog and a run or whatever. And now it's like I barely walk 15 minutes and I have to stop due to the lower pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you think
exercises are the answer? Is there any other treatment, Eric, besides the exercises?
She'll work back up to it, and he's showing me acupuncture.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
I know that they did the cortisone shots. They didn't work. They did an epidural up my vertebrae. That didn't work either. So that's when the doctor said, that's all that I could do from you. I can't do nothing for you anymore. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the acupuncture and home exercises. Okay, Luce, hope that gives you an idea of where to start. And So, keep your eyes open for new opportunities that Eric is talking about. And, call back in if you need to.
Okay. Awesome.
Bye.
Thank you so much for your help. Bye.
Thank you for calling in. Oh, that's tough. Well, the legal aspects of things like this can be just a difficult situation. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's take somebody from the 254 area code. Hello, how are you doing? Hey, girl.
So-so. Hi. I'm calling
I'm not even sure.
I just want to know. I'm sorry, Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
I'm from Texas.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, you're
well,
from
I want to know,
oh,
my
right.
son, yeah. Anyway,
go ahead, babe.
My son died 12 years ago, and I want to know if he committed suicide or was he murdered.
What is your son's first name?
Joshua.
Okay.
Okay, so just give me a minute to confer with Eric.
Okay.
First thing I heard was foul play. Eric says there was foul play.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Mm-hmm. Does the name Keith mean anything to you with regard to your son?
No. No.
Okay. So the name Eric is bringing forward the name Keith, and this may be someone that could be helpful, he's saying. And this person, if you don't know them yet, just set the intention to bring this person forward.
Okay.
Do you have a suspicion? Did you have a suspicion that your son was murdered?
Yes.
Yeah. And your gut feeling, your mother's hunch, your all of that, Eric is confirming.
Mm.
Now.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, I thought this for like 2 weeks after he died. I thought this ain't right because I know my son. He's not going to commit suicide in a public park.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, okay, so then I started researching, teaching myself lots of things, mainly basic forensics, understanding the autopsy because I have a nursing background. And I'm thinking, then I started, you know, there was no investigation. Nobody wanted to help. Nobody wanted to stick their necks out and tell me the truth.
Oh, God.
It's a long, long story, but I've always thought that he was murdered. And that name Keith does not help me, but I don't have this is what they're telling me. I don't have enough evidence to quite push it over to murder. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I only have circumstances.
So listen, with Eric giving you the name Keith, I'm going to interpret this for him. Don't necessarily get hooked up on Keith is the primary person, or Keith is the knower of everything. It's probably as Eric has always said to me, it's a process. It's a continuum. So Keith might be somebody that you contact on Facebook that knows somebody. And so don't get caught up in something like that. And the other thing Eric is really adamant about, set the intention, put it out in the universe that this Keith person or anybody with intimate knowledge of this come forward to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because
well, right
what
now,
is somebody
being made.
So there is somebody closest to him in the last few days of his life that knows more than they're saying.
Yeah, I already figured that one out, but he won't talk to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and do you talk to your son?
Oh, all the time. He's with me most of the time.
Yep. Yeah, because you have such a beautiful energy and you have such a strong vibration. I would not be surprised at that at all. So you're
he
on
has a strong vibration
listen,
too.
Yeah, and remember, there's no such thing as time where Eric and he are. There's no time.
Yeah,
so
that kind of confuses me.
Yeah.
Well, just be patient. Just be patient.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Cynthia. Eric,
tell Eric I appreciate that answer because I've thought foul play all along. But, you know, the frustration level of not getting anywhere, you get knocked back so many times. You like being an abused woman, you know, you start to believe that you're all these ugly things.
You know what? Yeah. By you going through this, Eric is reminding you that you are getting stronger and you are creating a system and a pathway for other people. This is way bigger than
I am doing
you are,
that. You're right. I am doing that. But see, I also have stage 4 cancer, so I know that my time is short.
God bless you.
I'd like to have a little closure and peace before I die, but after I die, it's not going to matter because I'm going to meet up with him anyway.
Oh, yeah.
With Joshua.
Yeah.
and
then, and
a lot
and
of
then
other
you'll know everything.
Members.
Now,
yeah.
Eric,
well, and then my sister's
I,
there
I remember,
too. So.
Cynthia, I gave you information about anti-neoplastins and IV alpha lipoic acid and low dose naltrexone. Eric, is that something that could help her prognosis? Or is this?
I don't know. I'm
going to
look
point.
Into it. My sister started me on this muesli with flaxseed oil, and I just couldn't get used to it because it's not my kind of thing.
No, but
you know, I'm not used to using.
The video, the YouTube I sent you and stuff, I really want you to look into. But let's ask Eric. Eric, just her exit point, or is there something like what I recommended that might help?
So Eric says that he's using the word remission, standstill.
Oh,
it's
great.
Not
oh, that'd be great.
It's not the time yet.
Well, this is my
You're
second
not,
round of pancreatic cancer, so.
Right.
We'll see.
Yep. It's not the time yet. Now listen,
oh,
you know,
thank you.
Yeah, he's and listen, we're living right now in this moment, okay? So it's not the time right now. And besides
right.
that, as you go into this journey a little bit further trying to find your what happened to your son, it's going to kind of take your energy in a whole different direction, which is going to build up your immune system, which is going to build up your body. Now, he doesn't want you to think, oh, it's, you know, going to be the magic cure. But there's something, a correlation to mind and body that really could be beneficial to you and could create. And he's using remission in air quotes because it's not necessarily remission. It's a holding pattern.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome,
okay, well,
sweetheart.
But back to my question, you know, IV alpha lipoic acid and low dose naltrexone has really helped to cure really advanced pancreatic cancer. Is that something she should look into, Eric?
Well, Eric is saying that could be the primary reason for that quote unquote remission or standstill or holding pattern. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Seek out Stanislaw Brzezinski because he's like in Houston. I don't know. It's probably. Where in Texas are you?
I'm by Waco.
Okay, that's not too far away then. All right, well,
no, it's about
keep us posted, Cynthia. Yeah.
Thank
keep
you guys
posted,
so much.
Okay,
have
girl?
A great evening. All right.
Take care, sweetheart. Bye.
All righty. Oh, gosh, goodness. What a sweet energy she is. All right, let's take somebody from the 910 area code. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hello, it's Belinda from North Carolina.
Hi, Belinda. I recognize that number. How you doing?
I
What's
know,
up?
Belinda.
I'm doing good.
Good.
But
what you got for our boy?
Would do, if he has any messages for me, like if I'm going to be able to go to the CE event.
Oh, God, I want you to believe that. I feel like we know each other, man. But go ahead, Eric, say. Would it be worth it to her or not? Be honest.
I didn't hear the question.
If she should go to the next Channeling Eric event.
If I will.
If you will,
if
yes.
If you will.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
so Eric
will
is
involve.
Saying... Eric is saying, yes, obviously free will, but he's saying if you are able to do it, it will be life-changing in the sense that you will shift the direction of your life in a way that's very natural and normal because there's something you're not seeing about your life, but being in person in this event will give you that opportunity. And he's saying it's
wow.
not going to break the bank, so don't be worried about finances.
Oh, that's...
You know, almost everybody, the most common statement people make after these Channeling Eric events, and, you know, that's, I'm not, like, responsible for organizing and et cetera. I just, you know, allow it to happen, so I don't make any money off of it or anything, so I have no, you know, ulterior motive, but they all say life-changing. It's just, it's awesome. So, yeah, go ahead and show up, girl.
Yeah.
Well, looks like I'm going to Texas.
Yeah, come on,
front
to Texas.
And
you got
front
the accent
for it. Says. Yes.
There we go. All right, Belinda.
Thank
talk
you.
To us later, girl.
Love you.
Betcha. Love you. Okay, let's see. We got somebody from the 626 area code. Hi.
Hello.
626 area. Hi, what's the 626 area code? Where are you calling from?
I'm in California.
Okay. Hi. What's your first name?
I'm Asia. Thank you for taking my call. I love you guys. I've been with you since the website was just beginning. So
what?
I love it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I check it all the time. Yeah,
wow.
Exactly. I always say, like, I'm an OG because, I don't know,
OG,
I just feel like it's been
OG.
Years.
Wow. Oh, I really appreciate that.
I appreciate you guys, too. Thank you. Thank you. I love you guys. I just want to ask, my mom had a stroke, and I just want to know, because it really stresses me out a lot. I just kind of want to know if she's ever going to be able to walk and talk again. And I kind of want to know if my stepdad, like, had anything to do with it. Like, I have a lot of just, you know, it's just really questionable. Like, I have, you know, my thoughts about it, but I just kind of want to confirm them. And I just want to know if I should, because we don't really have a good relationship, me and my stepdad, so I just want to know, should I just let this situation go? And, like, of course I'm going to try to visit her and all that kind of stuff. I'm not just going to, like, not visit my mom, but should I, like, try to help more? Because I just feel like I want to help more, like, exercise with her and that kind of thing. But I don't know mm-hmm. if I should just, because it's such a toxic situation.
Are you suggesting that your stepdad has something to do with it?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Yeah. I get,
go for it, Aaron.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Asia, is this recently that this happened with your mom within the last several months?
It's been a couple of years now, actually.
Okay. What happened in the last several months to change? Eric is pointing me to about 7 months ago specifically.
With my mom, I'm not particularly sure. I don't really call. I call, like, every couple of months.
Okay.
Because he tries to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So 7 months ago, there was some sort of change or some sort of shift in her that you should be aware of. And so
is that a change because of the stepdad?
Yes.
Of something the stepdad did?
Wait, I'm sorry. No. Eric is saying there's no human intervention here, or no human interaction, rather. He's
saying
this was something that happened. Now, he's also alerting me to the fact that your stepdad is very territorial, your stepdad is very controlling, and your stepdad probably kept your mother very close to him and almost reclusive. Is that true?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But as far as this stroke, Eric is saying there was no human component to this. In terms of, Eric is looking at your mother and saying, in terms of full recovery, in terms of walking again, it's probably not going to ever be what it was, he's saying, but the new normal will be much more elevated, much more pronounced if you were to visit.
Okay.
So
for sure. Yeah, I'm definitely going to.
What that says is you could have a role in her life and be a positive effect.
Yeah.
So
okay.
What can we do about the stepdad? Is there anything we can do to?
Eric is saying at this point the stepdad is probably just not going to push aside. But what the stepdad is, Eric says, is a bully. And the way you deal with a bully is to confront the bully.
How should I confront him? Because he tries to blame me. Like, he literally tried, like, he accused me of, like, putting stuff in her food. And I was just like, why would he accuse me of that? Like, I think he did, because there's more to that story. But I was just like, I really think he put something in her food. But if not, then I'll just let that go. But that's kind of been on my mind for a long time.
He said there was no human interaction or intervention, meaning there's no human play.
There was no human interaction causing the stroke. And medically speaking, as a doctor, I can't think of a way a human can precipitate a stroke, unless it's a hemorrhagic stroke from extremely high blood pressure caused by whatever, anxiety. But there was, so he did not put anything in her food.
No.
Right?
No, but Eric is saying, he hurt her in other ways. So was he physically abusive to her or especially emotionally, Eric is saying?
He's like hit her like in the face. Like I remember she had a black eye one time and then she wouldn't tell me what happened. So I kind of just like assumed. Right. Mm-hmm. And then he's like completely like taken over her finances and that kind of thing. Like
yep.
Where she was just like stuck in a situation.
Yep.
Well,
we see that. Eric
does she love,
that.
Does she
yep.
love him? Does she love him? Does she get anything out of the relationship?
I think there was love there.
Does she hang around because she needs
it went away.
Or what?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was probably more financial. I'm not honestly sure.
Okay.
Eric
well,
said it became routine for them to be together. Your mother was afraid of being alone.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay, so
the point from Eric is visit your mother. Visit your mother. She needs you.
And yeah, for sure.
Just don't go when he's there.
Oh. Or you do lock horns with him, be emotionally honest and set boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Bully.
Right. Yeah.
You don't take a bully out to lunch and ask him to be nice. You have to stand up to him. And this is going to help strengthen you, Eric says.
Oh,
yep.
Good. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie. Thanks for calling. And my
thank
best
you so much.
You
thank
bet.
You. This
is
a lot of help.
Day,
I was
thinking.
All right.
Sweetie.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much. All right.
Love
Robert.
You, sweetie. Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. She's an OG. Oh, that's awesome. All right, we'll take somebody from the 111 area code. That's a new one for me.
That's our
111. Skyper. Is that an international call? Who's this?
It's oh, boy, it is an international call. I'm calling from London in the UK.
Oh.
Right, I'm going to have to speak low because my housemates are asleep right now.
Oh,
okay,
sorry.
So, it's okay. They can't hear it because I'm wearing headphones.
I won't scream.
Okay, I'm taking an approach. The reason how I found out about channeling Eric about 3 or 4 years ago was through Tom Campbell. Elisa, you may know Tom Campbell, the guy from My
Tom
Big Toe.
Oh, Tom Campbell's amazing.
Yes,
yeah.
He mentioned about in a video about suicide. He mentioned Eric, and I've been taking an approach to life that's very inspired by his teachings. So, for example, I said something like I said the very exploratory mindset to things. So, for example, I'd say, let's experience with having fun or experience with finding depth to who I am and being like that and exploring that way of being with other people and seeing how people react to it.
Yeah.
And so what I'm going to ask is some short-term tips and some long-term tips about this and how I can maximize the gains and the improvement to the quality of my being and to my consciousness and just overall have a nice life. Like make the most of the life that I'm having right
amazing.
Now.
You are amazing. You are an amazing soul. What is your first name?
Raf.
How do you spell it?
Raf. It's R-A-F. Actually, it's Raphael, but you can call me Raf because it's easier.
Oh,
Raf.
I like that. That's cool. It's a great name and great question. And Thomas Campbell, by the way, wrote the My Big Toe, Big T-O-E, Theory of Everything. It's a trilogy, and it's so amazing and eye-opening. So, but go ahead, Eric, what do you got to say to Roth?
So let me be clear. What is your exact question? I'm sorry, because part of it broke up for me, so I apologize for that. But what was your exact question?
It's just how can I maximize? So I'm trying to build my life in a way that makes it very pleasant for me, and to maximize the learning process and to maximize just my well-being in general. So I'd like to know like a short-term tip and a long-term tip, something that I can do to deal with.
Yeah, your spiritual growth, basically, right?
Sure.
And the well-being that comes from that.
Yes.
So one of the very first things that Eric says is write a personal life creed.
Mm.
So,
like a mission,
is that like a mission statement? Yes.
So, like a
yes.
Oh.
What is my life?
Wow.
What is my life creed? You can label it, because once you get this, he says, this becomes the roadmap, and it's like little veins, little arteries into that feed the life creed, and so once you get that out, you can begin to take little paths towards it. And it's almost like you're going to create your own level of belief systems that will eventually get you to this creed that you've put forward. So I understand that you might know why you're here on some level, but Eric says the creed will give you the bigger picture.
Mm. All right, sick. What
so
does he mean by
anything,
the creed?
Okay, so the
like a mission statement,
like a mission statement. What's
okay,
the
okay,
purpose
okay.
of my life? And mm-hmm. so research it, you know, internally, he says, internal dialogue with your higher self. Have internal dialogue with whatever governs you, whatever you call the higher being, because
mm-hmm.
you are a very sensitive individual, and he's showing me that you have almost, you're very empathetic. You are a feeler. You feel things
Ooh.
Very deeply. And so really get in tune with what you're feeling about the world around you, and then write your creed, because this piece, this written word, he says, will propel you into making the changes, not only in yourself, but in the world.
Whoa.
So this is a big piece. This is a big piece for you.
Dang. Well, can
awesome.
We ask his higher self what his spiritual purpose is?
Mm-hmm.
A spiritual
mm-hmm.
mission,
so,
or is that cheating?
So, well, that's something that Eric is saying, that you know, we can ask anything and we can get direction, but it defeats the purpose of having Raph do the work. So, it's
yeah,
really,
you're right.
The revelation,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
the journey.
yeah,
and I love your name because Archangel Raphael.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's funny. You know, because I called before. And I'm the guy that's making music. I'm in London because of music. And actually, my name,
yeah.
maybe I shouldn't say this, but my name is going to be related to that. And if one day you see somebody called Raph something, you're probably going to know it was me calling.
Can I get a backstage pass? Can I get a backstage pass for your concert?
Absolutely. If I ever go to Texas,
you better promise.
Houston, I'll remember you.
Eric is asking if you know the band Creed.
The band, sorry?
Do you know the band
Creed?
I've heard of it.
Creed and Nickelback are the two bands that my husband cannot stand to hear on the radio because they go on and on and on. They annoy him.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Eric is saying research the lyrics of the band Creed and see if they
Ooh.
Resonate with you, because he's sure that they will.
All right. Sick.
Okay.
Sick tip. Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, I'm excited for
you,
Raph. I really am. That's awesome.
I am excited for myself, too. Thanks. Thanks a lot. See you guys.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye. Oh, I'm so excited for him. He's got a cool future. All right, peeps. I guess that's all we have time for. I'm sorry to you guys who we didn't get to. And if you have really tried, like, 5 times to get on the show, contact me and I'll see if I can help. Okay. Because, that's how I roll. And thank you so much, Veronica. Thank you, Kara. Thank you, Tracy. They're both muted. Sorry. And I love you, Eric. Great
love
show.
Love you, Mom.
And thank you, LiveParanormal.com. Bye bye, everybody.
Bye.